What's happening? Yeah. I'm loving hip hop was off the hook last night. What were Mimi and Sierra thinking? Like, really? I mean, you don't just put two women in a room when you know they dealt with the same man, and you know women are catty. I mean, Mimi is a little off because you know you did not want to deal with Stevie J or Nico's exes or whoever he's supposed to be dealing with. You know you did not want to deal with that. And if her woman that she's with right now had an ex just pop up, you know she would not want to deal with that. So I don't get why she would try to put another woman in a room with someone who is dealing with her ex. That's just and that's just OMG. Like it's messy and ridiculous. So I don't know. I think they intentionally put them in the room together because they knew a fight was gonna happen. Because they know how both of their personalities are really high strung. So, I don't know. What do you think? Because I really think it was intentional. Last thing, those fat jokes that Spice keeps throwing around, it's not cool because she could end up just like Tokyo because she is not the smallest person at the table. I mean, I'm just saying. And the body shaming with Tokyo. Tokyo is a really sweet person, but Spice, she really hit Tokyo in like a soft spot when she started talking about her body. So that's a little out of control there. They need to put that in check. You know, they're both artists, they're both women, and they both should like maybe try to get along, act cordial. They don't have to be friends if they don't want to, but just friendly at least because they hang in the same circle. But that meeting did not have to happen, and it did not have to go down like that. It's way too soon. From the outside looking in, I see exactly why they both had a problem with meeting each other because it was way too soon for that. And another thing I want to cover. The conversation that Rashida had with Jasmine was crazy. I mean, I understand that Rashida is mad because Jasmine posted Rashida's baby on social media. I understand that. However, I don't think they should be mad at Jasmine. I think the one person who she should be mad at is Kirk, and she has been mad at Kirk. I get it, but Rashida should just let bygones be bygones because that is the mother of a child that is related to her children. I mean, they should all try to get along for the sake of the baby. I mean, the baby should not have to suffer because of the feelings that Rashida has towards Jasmine. You know, grown women should be able to talk and get along and just be mad at the man. I mean, once again, the anger is pointed towards the woman. I mean, he caused all that. Nothing, none of that would be happening if it wasn't for Kirk Frost. I mean, I like Kirk Frost. I like Rashida. And I don't know. They were my favorite couple. So, and it's like, oh, if they break up, I don't know what to do. Everything ends. There's no hope for anybody. But Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. It's just anger, and it's not good for the children. And I just hope that in the future that they could all just get along. In the famous words of Rodney King, they all just need to just get along and stop all this madness, because all they're doing is fighting. And last but not least, Carly Red and Jock. Oh yeah, and Sean Garrett. Lord have mercy. Carly Red and Sean Garrett. Is that how you pronounce his last name? I think so. However, anyways, they know they want each other, Jock and Carly, so they need to just stop the madness and get together. Because every time they break up with somebody, either Jock breaks up with somebody or Carly breaks up with somebody, they both end up messing with each other again. And Sean, he cannot handle Carly because she's very high strung. She's very opinionated. No man can tell her what to do, and he wants somebody who he can boss around or tell them how to behave. And that woman, she's had a daddy already, and every woman has had a daddy already, but he wants somebody who he wants to be exactly how he wants them to be. Like, he's not like Jock. I mean, her and Jock, they get along. They get to the point where it's that they don't have to fight every minute. So, and that's kind of funny. But I actually liked her and Sean Garrett together, but it's just that she cannot stop the pettiness. That's the issue. Honey chow. Sugar honey iced tea. It's just insane how she just keeps going and going back to Jock. And Jock know that he wants her and she wants him. And let's not forget Tommy. Tommy, she really needs to get it together. KK tried to help her. The producers, Ben, tried to help her. And now she's not even on the show. And I really miss, and I'm really gonna miss having her, like, really on the show, because she brought every character on Love and Hip Hop brings a little something extra, you know what I mean? And it's just sad how she beat up the security guards. Girl, she beat up the security guards, and she was catty with Spice, and Spice, I think Spice really likes her, and Spice is really trying to help her in her career. But to be honest, you can't really help someone who doesn't want to be helped. And sometimes something drastic has to happen in their lives to see that they need help. So maybe that's what needs to happen with Tommy. I'm just saying. Okay, something else I want to cover. I know I cannot wait for the next episode of Basketball Wives, because OG, she's a little rough and she seems a little soft when you're talking to her, but she's really high strung and you can't just talk to her any kind of way. And it was just a lot of hoopla and a lot of BS going on at the pool party. Nobody had, and she said it was to celebrate her African roots. However, that party did not really seem like it had a lot of African attire going on. And everyone was just confused about what tribe to wear. And some people just came in whatever they wanted to wear. But it's just a mess. And The tales of Jackie Christie are never going to end. The fact that Jackie Christie has been in foster care and treated bad by foster mother, it makes me understand why she acts the way she acts. She learned how to behave towards her children from foster care, and that can really harm someone. And I think she has good intentions and a good heart, but she just comes off really wrong. It's just insane how she is perceived by a lot of people. And Evelyn, she is not the person to sit there and try to talk about somebody, because she's not all there either. I mean, it's like the kettle calling the pot black. It's they're two peas in the pot. They're one and one. They're the same. Like, they're not the same, but then they both have their issues. So I'm going to say that right now. It's not always they're not who they put themselves out to be. They are basically messy. They're both messy at times, and they both kiki at each other, and they both crack jokes about one another, or they both say mean things to each other, and they both have their crazy moments. But let's be real, nobody on Basketball Wives is legit, like, sane. I mean, everyone has their crazy moments. Everyone, like, they're all human. I mean, come on now. They're all human. And it's kind of crazy when one person points the finger at the next one, when they all got their skeletons. It's just coming out one by one. I mean, let's be real. They're coming out one by one. Every person has their skeletons. And Tammy, I'm really proud of her for the simple fact that a few seasons ago, Tammy would have been upside somebody's head. But this season, Tammy has really learned to keep her cool. And I'm wondering if I'm talking too soon, or if Tammy really just went upside somebody's head. It's just that we didn't see that episode yet. But she has really grown as a person. And I'm glad to see Jennifer Williams back, because she has grown as a person too. And she's not so much of a pushover as she was before. I mean, she's really sticking up for herself. And that's really a good thing. Because sometimes you can't just let people just sit there and come up and say whatever they want. No, you gotta take those jabs and throw them back. You know what I mean? But another thing I want to cover, a little health and wellness. Everyone knows that I've been going on my little health journey, and I'm really excited about it. I mean, it's all plant-based, and I absolutely love the drinks that I take daily, and it's amazing, and it has changed me in a lot of ways. And the more you talk to me, the more you will see it. I absolutely love my Plexus Slim. I take it daily. I cannot go a day without it. And I cannot go a day without talking about it. And you'll probably think, oh, is this girl crazy? She's always talking about Plexus Slim. She's always drinking it. She's always trying to get me to join with her, only because I want people to feel how I feel. I want people to see the changes that could be done in them, and just with a little help. I mean, it's a good product. It tastes good. It feels good. Got my tummy feeling right. Next thing you know, my tummy's gonna be slim. slimmer and it's going down and everybody know I was way bloated. But yes, it's 100% vegetarian. And yes, I'm giving you the plug right now. It's really an amazing drink, and it's not just about weight loss. It's about your overall health, your overall gut health. And it can really make a difference in your life. And I'm just saying, it's not just what you see, it's everything. And if you keep, and if you seriously keep at it, be persistent, it will work. And I'm letting you know from my own mouth. People know me and I have no filter. And if it didn't work, I would just tell you, legit tell you, no, don't use it. No, 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 no. And I can be very blunt and sometimes rude. And I really try to put a zip on it sometime, but that's not me. Everyone who knows me knows I have no filter, and I will always say I have no filter. And I even have no filter either when I'm out having a good time with some friends or when we're just having a conversation. I never hold anything back. So when I say Plexus Slim is a really good drink and it tastes good and it will make you feel good, I'm telling you the truth. Yes, it's 100% plant-based. Once again, I don't know what else to cover with you, but I do know it's something that's just good for your soul as well. So, you gotta think about that. I mean, not all friends will be about your health and wellness and have good interests for you. Not all people would have good interests at heart, but I do. And I had to look out for myself, to be honest. I had to really look out for myself. You know, I really hate it. Why I'm starting this journey. Let me tell a little joke. It's not a little jokey joke, but you know how when you're walking down the street, summertime, you're feeling all cute. Booty all jiggling and stuff. Jiggling, baby. Yeah, yeah. Like dancing and all that. But then you start to feel your thighs rub together. And that could get kind of old. Your thighs rubbing together. And that would be so annoying. Because then next thing you know, your thighs don't rub together too much. And then you got this little problem down there. Because your thighs don't rub together too much. Because you know, you done had a little bit, one too many slices of pizza, one too many subs, one too many burritos, one too many butter pecan desserts, or Debbie cakes, or I mean, what else can I name? Too many donuts. What else can I name? Soda. Are you a soda person? Are you, what's up? Candy? I mean, it kicks the cravings and the butt. That's what it does. It kicks your cravings. It makes you crave water. It makes you crave salad. It makes you crave baked chicken instead of fried. It makes you crave fish instead of steak. It makes you crave shrimp instead of... You get the picture. You know, it's kind of crazy. Like, you just end up having this whole new life and it changes your eating habits and you want to run longer and go out more and exercise more, even though Slim and the vitamins are doing all of the work. for you, but you honestly want to do more, even though even though you've already lost a few pounds, but you want to do more. And that's okay. And the key to succeeding at any diet, at any nutritionist, meals you want to intake, or supplements, you must be persistent. Persistence is key. Also, drinking water constantly is key. That's why I keep talking about water. You know, you want that to happen. You want your goals to happen. You want to feel better. You want to stop intaking these processed foods that could be toxic for your system. You want to live a better life. You want to live a longer life. You want to live a fuller life. You want to feel like it's more fulfilling. So you want to eat right and do everything that you said you would do. I recommend taking Plexus because it will help you get motivated, stick to your goal, and not stop. Because I know it can get really hard and really make you struggle and really just make you give up if you just don't do anything. Or if you do something for a shorter period of time, you end up forgetting to do it. Because I've been there. I've exercised and then I stopped and then I got tired of it. Now I exercise like 4 or 5 times a week because of Plexus. I have more energy. I have more focus on the things I need to do. And I'm way more positive and cheerful and happy. I really love who I've become and who I'm going to be in the next few months or so. And it's something that you stick with, really. It's something that you're going to love. And it's something that you're not going to regret. Sometimes when you choose something, you might want to keep doing it because you don't want to give up. You don't want to just do it for a month and say, oh, it doesn't work. No, it doesn't go that way. And honestly, I saw results within 3 days. My results came quick. And my results, it made me feel like it needed to be a permanent thing. So maybe one day you will choose to do Plexus and it will become a permanent thing for you. So I think you should hit me up, ask me questions. Ask me some more questions about this. Get you started. And I'm willing to answer questions on air. I have no problem with that. And I have no problem with answering questions on Facebook Live if you want me to do that. I will be able to answer any questions you have and help you get started on your journey. And I will let you get started on your journey. And it will be like, you'll be like, wow, I did this? I can't believe it. But I'm going to sign off for now. And I hope you enjoyed my first podcast. Leave me some feedback at the bottom.